views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, August 12th, 2014. Top of the second hour. 90-second show since being in the YNTS studio. Currently airing on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and audio graded. If you do listen to us on replay, thank you very much. W4CY Radio, K4HD Radio, and 24/7 on iHeart Radio. More info how to listen from anywhere, www.yoandrewnts.com. Toll free, 855-712-YNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo and email me, spell it right, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. So welcome back to the program. We've been seeing a lot of great movies this summer, but there's always that selective few that just hasn't been up to par, and many viewers out there just didn't budge to go see it. Joining me on my phone line, she's one of our good friends, and we're glad that she's able to come back on again. She's a DC-based entertainment writer. She grew up with an addiction to movies and TV and loves to speak in pop cultural references. Other works she's wrote include articles written for InfoBarrel.com, where two of her works were in the featured section. She's the founder lead writer for Movies with May, as well as contributing writer to Punch Drunk Critics and member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critic Association. Currently writes movie reviews for The Examiner. Check her out on Twitter at May, A-B-D-U. May Abudaki is on my phone line. May, welcome to the program.
Hey, Andrew. Thank you for having me.
May, I know this may sound crazy to you. The last time we spoke, it was last August, and I know a lot of things have changed between the both of us, except one thing. When we spoke about the movie Jobs. I never saw Jobs until about 2 weeks ago. I finally sat down.
Did you really?
I finally sat down and I got to watch it, and I didn't think it was that bad. I thought Ashton Kutcher played a pretty good role. I'm not gonna lie.
Good. We're all the same opinion then.
Well, enough about Jobs. I want to first ask you, because you chose the top best three movies and the top worst three movies of summer 2014 so far. And before we get into both of those lists, I want to first ask you, how did you determine which movie should go into each list? How did you determine that?
You know, it's very hard. There have been lots of good movies and there have been lots of bad movies. It's kind of hard to always narrow it down. But basically what I look for in a great summer film is good story, great characters, something you can kind of relate to, great build-up, and, you know, entertaining overall. And those are basically my top, the things that I look for in great films. And the worst, that's a little difficult. I think that's easier to choose, honestly.
Is it a challenge to choose movies during the summer, or is it more of a challenge during the holiday season? The holiday season, you see a lot of Christmas films come out, and you see a lot more And you'll see, sometimes you'll see a Marvel or a DC movie now and then. Is it harder throughout the summer or during the holiday season, during the winter time that actually is right around the corner?
I mean, the summer is generally a longer season, but the winter season, because come September, it's kind of, you know, the race for Oscars and the Golden Globes, so it's pretty much getting into awards season, so a lot of great movies come out. I would rather say that the fall season is just really hard to choose great movies because there's just so many of them.
Right now we are speaking with May Abaldaki. She is a movie critic for The Examiner, and you can follow her on Twitter at May ABDU. Here we go, May. Top three worst movies. I want to go through the worst movies first because I think that tends to be most interesting, because maybe I saw the movie or maybe one of my audience members have seen the movie and maybe they enjoyed the movie. But again, you know how to look at a movie and actually see what's good and bad about it. So the top three worst movies, how would you start off with? Which movie?
Well, the third grade goes to Into the Storm, which comes out on Friday. And basically it follows these storm chasers who stack tornadoes. One for he wants to shoot a documentary of it and sell it for money. And another person in his team wants to track them, you know, because she wants to learn more about them. And then you have the other side with high schoolers and cameras, and there's just a lot going on in the movie, but not enough going on. It's kind of a ripoff of Twister, and there's no character depth. There's nothing particularly enticing about what's going on, and so the movie falls very, very flat. The personal stakes aren't really there. The characters are kind of wooden, and the story is very just doesn't have as many layers as you want it to have. And so it just kind of feels like if you like Twister, keep it with Twister, and that there you go. And the second one would be Blended with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. There aren't enough bad things to say about this film. If you like The Wedding Singer and 51st Dates with them, because they're incredible in those films, because they have such great chemistry. But with Blended, it kind of feels like Adam Sandler is phoning it in again, and it's sad that he takes Drew Barrymore on this ride with him. They're in Africa. They're two separate families. They hate each other because they went on this bad date, and then they end up having the same vacation. And you know what happens in the end. They get together and the usual. But the film is just, it feels like a paid vacation for Sandler, and it doesn't have any comedic moments, and it's very, very hard to watch, and it's trying very hard. Number one is Tammy. Melissa McCarthy, Susan Sarandon, Kathy Bates. Tammy is really bad because Melissa McCarthy co-wrote this script with her husband, Ben Falcone, and it just doesn't ring true to, you know, what we know that she can do. And we've all seen her in such great movies like Bridesmaid. We know that she can do comedy. We know that she can do drama. But she keeps playing the same character. And this movie is kind of aimless, plotless, and it's just a bunch of random things happening with no genuine feeling. And we know that McCarthy can do better, so it just doesn't ring true and isn't funny at all.
I think when many people may hear your top three worst movies of the summer 2014, they're probably raising an eyebrow about Blended with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore, because so many of us have had Adam Sandler in our homes, on our TVs, and now on our Netflix and on our Amazon Instant Videos and our Hulus. Adam Sandler has put such great movies out in the past, and the past several years, it's been such a downfall where there hasn't been that one movie that, okay, 10 years from now, I'm going to be lining from, or I'm going to be talking about in a backyard with a few friends. Do you believe it's the downfall of Adam Sandler, who, last time I heard, he's still one of the richest comedians in Hollywood?
You know, he is, and it's the reason why everyone's kind of been harsh on him from the critics' perspective is that you know that he can do great things. You've seen him do really fun movies, really, you know, great movies in the past. Anger Management, you have Big Daddy, you have The Wedding Singer, you have all of these great hits that he has come up with. And you also know he can do great drama as well. We've seen him in several of those. But I do feel it's kind of like the downfall of Adam Sandler. I know he's so well paid. I know people still find him funny, but I just feel like he isn't trying, and there's just no passion behind all the movies that he's doing now. And I think he can do a lot better, because if he can find that passion again and actually want to make a good film, then I think he can, you know, make a comeback.
Right now, if you're just joining us, we are speaking with May Abuldaki. She is a movie critic for The Examiner, and I want you to follow her on Twitter throughout the whole summer at May ABDU. So we already discussed the top three worst movies you chose from, Tammy, Into the Storm, and Blended. How about the top three best? And I really hope I got to see one of these, because I didn't see any of the top three worst. So I didn't waste my money. So that's a good sign, May.
Right. Okay.
So how about the top three best? What are they?
The top three, well, this was actually much harder, because there have been, contrary to popular opinion, people have said that this summer it hasn't been really doing well, but outside of the money, the box office standing, I think that there have been several really good movies, and I think it's hard to narrow it down to three, so I'm going to give it a shot. So I have put 22 Jump Street on there. And I know that may sound a little crazy, but I think that 22 Jump Street with Jonah Hill and Channing Tatum is a much stronger sequel. They basically mock themselves, have the same formula, except now they're in college, and it's vice versa, where, you know, Channing Tatum is getting all the attention and Jonah Hill is not. And it's just, they have such a great chemistry and dynamic, and it's just so hilarious to watch. Ice Cube also gets a lot more to do in this film. And I think it's a great sequel. I even think it's funnier than the first, so it's very enjoyable. You know, they know that it's just a sequel, so it kind of mocks the fact that it is, and I think that plays really well into the film. Number two is Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. Anyone who saw Rise of the Planet of the Apes knows that this is a fantastic film. You have great characters. You have Caesar. You know, he made that great roar in the first one. You just really wanted to see what he's going to do next. So the sequel takes place 10 years later. The virus from the first film is now practically wiped out humanity. There's only so many of us left. We're not sure how many. And, you know, Caesar and his, he built a clan for himself from the escaped apes. And he has his own family now, and they're living in isolation. And it's like not all humans. And this film, you know, it really ramps up, you know, how hatred can be and all these things between two people who just don't understand each other. And I think it's just very well done. The acting is great. The CGI is fantastic. Andy Serkis as Caesar is great. There's just nothing to hate about this film. And number one, I think it's a top for my summer, and I had no trouble picking this one. It was X-Men Days of Future Past. Any fan of the Bryan Singer original X-Men movie that started the whole franchise knows that he can really bring it. And regardless of all the controversy surrounding him about other things in his personal life, he can be a great director. And he kind of takes the X-Men to the next level. He mixes in, you know, the X-Men First Class cast, and then you have all the cast members from all the previous X-Men movies making cameos in some kind of way. You have Hugh Jackman at the center again as Wolverine, and he kind of goes back in the past to help stop something in the future. There's this whole timeline jump, but the film is very well done. They introduce new characters. It really moves forward the whole X-Men storyline, as well as erase terrible, terrible X-3. So these are my top three films in the summer.
I saw 22 Jump Street. Big fan of the first one. I know my best friend, he loves X-Men, he said it was great. And it's funny, Planet of the Apes, everyone told me to go see, and I just didn't have the time. But one movie I did see actually a few days ago, and this probably had to be in the mix, Guardians of the Galaxy. That right now, you know, top $94 million in opening weekend, and everyone is seeing it constantly. Why wasn't Guardians of the Galaxy in the top three? I thought it was a pretty good movie, but what do I know, right?
I mean, again, opinions are all biased. Mine
is it was a good movie.
I did love Guardians of the Galaxy. It's actually the fourth on my list, but the reason I left it out of the top three is because there were just little nitpicks about, you know, the villain in the film not being villainy enough. You know, he was the bad guy, but the focus of the film was obviously the Guardians of the Galaxy, and they kind of held the film together. So I look forward to, in the sequel, having a more fleshed out villain character, because, you know, the hero is only as good as the villain. So there you go. But it was thoroughly enjoyable. It was great characters, great fun. You know, the raccoon, now I want one in my house, because, you know, talking raccoons are just hilarious, apparently.
May Albudaki, she's movie critic at The Examiner. You can follow her at May, A-B-D-U. May, thanks for coming on. Great list you made. You make them better than I ever can.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no. Well, I said great list, the best in the words you made. You make them better than I ever could.
Well, thank you.
And hopefully we can have you on probably during the holiday season. You know, I think we said that last year.
Yeah.
Come on the holiday season, and of course we lost connection for about a year. Yeah, so I think this time, you know, and I know there's a lot of good movies coming out this holiday season. I believe there is.
Definitely. There's plenty starting September. You know, they start with the whole Toronto Film Festival, and from now on it's just a roller coaster ride through December. So there'll be plenty to see.
And they're making a remake of the book Alexander, Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad Day. They're making a movie, but this time it's with the whole family, not with just the young boy. And instead of two older brothers, they gave him a brother and a sister, and Steve Carell is playing the father. I don't know how bad this is going to be, because now you're taking my childhood and you're putting it on the screen. But hopefully when we speak again, hopefully we'll say good things about it. Hopefully.
I hope so, but maybe it's going to be one of those films where it's forgettable, but I hope not, you know, just for the sake of your childhood.
May, where can my audience contact you if they have any questions about your list, or if they want to know about a movie before they go out and they spend on it?
You can go visit my site, moviewithmay.com. That's May, M-A-E, not M-A-Y. You can also follow me on Twitter. I post all my review links on there. Like you said, it's at M-A-E-A-B-D-U, May Abdu, and all my stuff is on there. And I also do podcasts for Punch Drunk Critics every week, and you can also find some of my reviews on examiner.com.
May Albudaki, she is movie critic for The Examiner. Follow her on Twitter at M-A-E-A-B-D-U. May, thanks for coming on. Have a great summer, okay?
You too, Andrew. Hope to talk to you soon. Take care.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no, no, no. You guys, the audience.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason. Wellness Plus. The card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Tire tile? There is no excuse. So let's go to the Home Depot where the latest tile trends all live under one roof. Medallions, metallics, stacked stone, and more. Like Marazzi Montagna wood look tile in three new colors, starting at just $239 a square foot. Let's get the latest looks without plastering our budget. Let's do this. With the latest tile, like Montagna wood look, starting at $239 a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For some of you who don't haven't realized it yet, the summer is coming to an end, and that means the pool is going to close and the beautiful weather to exercise outside will disappear. I want to take out those boots yet. Please don't mention those boots. I don't want to hear it. Our friends at Lizzie Sansone Walk at Home is giving away a grand prize for those who want to take a walk in their living room for a change this month only. So I want you to be a part of it. I want my whole audience to be a part of this. I want you to take out your smartphones, tablets, anything you have with a camera and a Twitter account. Are you ready? Here it is. You take a picture of your walking shoes. Right? Sneakers, shoes, sandals, whatever you walk in. You take a picture of it. You tweet out the picture with, "These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks." These are my walking shoes, hashtag Leslie Walks, with the picture that you took of your walking shoes. Then follow Leslie Sansone on Twitter at Leslie Walks. I want everyone to be a part of this. I want you to enter to win a grand prize from Leslie Sansone Walk at Home. They've done great things, and I want you to be a part of it too. Don't be left behind. While you're listening to the program, get up and enter. Walkers are always welcome.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
I cannot believe Guardians was not number one on her list. I can't believe it. X-Men won. My best friend Matt loves X-Men. Loves the movie. And I usually always see it with him. I didn't see the latest X-Men. I didn't see it with him. I was supposed to, but I wasn't available. But usually, even though I really don't understand it, and I already told you, you know, oh my God, do I have any interest in this? It tends up to always being a good movie. I'm not going to lie. X-Men tends to always be a very good movie. So I give props to X-Men. But then we got Ninja Turtles out. And again, you could tweet me and you could Facebook me and you could email me. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. And email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. What do you think is the best or worst movie of the summer 2014? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles might be one of your choices. Because, you know, it recently had their opening weekend, and they hit $65 million to start off their weekend. And that's good. Man, Ninja Turtles, they opened up with a great weekend back in 90, and they've opened up great in 2014. How many people criticize Michael Bay and Megan Fox? Well, you go out and you see them. Well, I saw them because of the Turtles. All right. I just love Ninja Turtles. I just love how they can dramatically change them to look like this. Now, what do I mean by this? Look like these huge, brolic, flexed out, curved up animals. I don't understand. You look at the Ninja Turtles from the 80s, and you look at the movie from 1990, and then of course the cartoon going into the 90s, and you look at them now. I know many people might disagree with me on this, but how did the Ninja Turtles suddenly get really tall, super brolic, and their heads are smaller than their shoulders? Because they work out a lot? Because they're drinking more supplements? What reason do you have for me? Because back in 90, there were supplements. Back in 90, there were protein shakes. It's not like it didn't exist. It's not like people understand it now. No. There was always a place for bodybuilders. And the Ninja Turtles was never one of them. My favorite is Batman. That's my favorite. Because Batman, you know, Bruce Wayne, who plays the superhero Batman in the storyline, I love how, as the movie have gone on the past several decades, you see his costume become more brolic. Have you noticed that? That's not his muscles. It's costume. If you look at The Dark Knight, you see the abs and you see the very large chest and the biceps and the curves. This is just his costume. How did his body suddenly change? His body didn't change. His costume did. Why would you change your costume for? I don't understand this concept. Why would you do that? Trying to get into the times? This is something I don't understand. Why are we creating this image in Hollywood that might not even exist? Believe me, I have many friends, and they all come up, and they all tell me, well, Andrew, if you work out, and you do cardio, you do all this, you can look like that. So why would the Ninja Turtles, for example, or the writers, or Hollywood, suddenly change their mind then? They suddenly just change their mind. You know what? We want to look like this now. So we're just going to get taller, a little bit more brolic. All right. Works out for me. Well, however they looked or not looked, $65 million in the box office, they did pretty well. Now, even though we usually do this on our end of the month, we don't mind jumping in and seeing how other movies have done. And we can even look at some of the box office numbers that May introduced to us. Into the Storm, that she called the number one worst movie of the summer, only hit $18 million. And if they hit over $20 million, I actually would accept that to be a decent amount. If you hit over $30 million, you're in safe mode. But if you hit, you know, but if you hit $18 million, all right. Not great, but it should be a lot better. Now, see, the problem is they pay $50 million for this movie. So now, yeah, they are going to be owing some people money. So even though $18 million is good, and it's only the, you know, it's a good start, I guess. There's a lot more work that needs to be done. Now, it was only their opening weekend, so 3 days, $18 million. If they can at least get to the 50 mark in the next 17 days, that's about 3 weeks. So they can hit that, all right, then they don't have to owe so much money. And we can call it a day. So what else do we got here? Hercules with The Rock. Go Rock. We already said it. $63 million, 17 days. That's really how much money Into the Storm needs to do. What Hercules have done is what The Rock needs to do. Now, Hercules, it cost them $100 million to make. They're going to be in theaters for another 2 weeks. All right, they won't reach that budget, but hey, for The Rock, for someone who was once a wrestler, to come out and bring numbers like that, you really can't refuse. Step Up All In. I knew that movie was going to do bad. Why? Because there wasn't enough advertising. You're probably sitting there going, Step Up made another movie. Step Up is a breakdancing, b-boying movie. You know, group of kids who enter a dance competition. And if they win, it changes their life or changes their current status altogether. And I saw a few commercials for it, but there was no one in there that created any niche. There wasn't enough advertising. And the movie line got a little old. So it's very similar to Jersey Boys. There wasn't anyone in there to create a niche. There wasn't enough advertising. But the only difference was that the Step Up storyline is getting old. And Jersey Boys, they couldn't attract the young demographic, and that hurt them. Step Up, sorry. Maybe not all in. The 100-foot journey hit $11 million. And that was made by Walt Disney. The movie was about Hasan Haji and his family are displaced from their native India to a small French town where they plan to open an Indian restaurant across the street. Madame Mallory already runs out of the most respected French restaurants in the country. And when she catches wind of it, battle commences. That just looks boring. But it only cost them $22 million to make. And currently they only made $11 million. So, again, if they can reach over $20 million, they can at least say they made some profit. The movie did pretty decent. But again, it didn't beat Disney's worst movie, so I think they're in good hands. Any other movies that were introduced? Well, besides Ninja Turtles, that right now was the leader throughout the weekend. Have you noticed that, though? Ninja Turtles and Guardians were on two separate weekends. What happens if Guardians and Ninja Turtles came out at the same time? That would have been interesting. That would have been fun. Yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, a movie that, of course, many have been waiting for. And then you got Ninja Turtles. That was unexpected to see a remake of when Michael Bay took hands of it a few years back. And for Megan Fox to be in there and to be that female character in the storyline. All right. Ninja Turtles, Guardians of the Galaxy. Coming together one weekend, didn't see it. I mean, Ninja Turtles did pass Guardians of the Galaxy for their opening weekend. And Ninja Turtles is already on the path over $100 million, and they're going to get it. They've passed expectations. Many believe they only hit $45 million. Ninja Turtles walks out with $65 million even, averaging $16,000 per theater. So they did pretty well. They did pretty well. You got to give the Ninja Turtles props. And the kids still love them. You wouldn't believe it. I walk into events at my job at my other job, customers walk in, and I see little kids wear the Ninja Turtles shirts, wear the Ninja Turtles headbands. We see Ice. God. It's that rapper. You know, if see, names are slipping off my mind. That's when you know that the show's got to end sooner or later. Oh, my goodness. I know what it is. Ice Cube. No. It was, who's it? Yeah. Vanilla Ice. There we go. Vanilla Ice. We saw him in that that recent macaroni and cheese commercial of him singing the Ninja Turtles theme. So people still have a very very high interest in the Ninja Turtles, and the kids always have. So when they see a new movie come out, and for some many little kids, they never experienced a Ninja Turtles movie in their lifetime, they're going to go out and they're going to see it. And I think they waited a good amount of time to make one with the technology and the new way we look at movies in Hollywood. So I give Ninja Turtles props, and I give Michael Bay props, and hey, it worked out in their favor. It really did. $65 million. Someone's making profit at the end of the day. Sound clip of wisdom up next to end off the program. Go Ninja, go. Don't be left behind. Stay with us.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Tire tile? There is no excuse. So let's go to the Home Depot where the latest tile trends all live under one roof. Medallions, metallics, stacked stone, and more. Like Marazzi Montagna wood look tile in 3 new colors, starting at just $239 a square foot. Let's get the latest looks without plastering our budget. Let's do this with the latest tile, like Montagna wood look, starting at $239 a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary. U.S. only. See store for details.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason, Wellness Plus, the card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all nostalgic minds in the world. Well, let me speak a little English for you. Who's a 90s child? Well, I am. And like I always say on this program, the best 10 years of my life, people criticize me, how do you remember? Well, that's the best part of it. Remembering is key. But I want to remind you that there is a place where you can remember all of the memories, even if you don't. And that's facebook.com/a90s child. It's a Facebook like page dedicated to a fan base and children of the 90s and 90s only, even though everyone's invited. They post pictures of toys, games, television shows, and much more on what you grew up on. Now, what's great about a 90s child is you don't have to be a Facebook user. You just go on the like page, facebook.com/a90s child, and you can scroll every day up and down to see new content. You can view on your mobile, you can view on your tablet, computer, anywhere you go, anywhere you like. The only thing you need is internet and a device to view it on, computer, tablet, all that great stuff. Make sure to keep track for giveaways and their weekly podcast starting very soon. So if you know someone, or if you love the 90s, show them a 90s child Facebook like page, the only 90s page of its kind.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
The road to 100 has begun.
And welcome back. It is time. Oh, it is time again. Another one. Another end of the show means another sound clip of wisdom. I know for some of you who are probably sitting there going, what the heck is this? Sound clip of wisdom. It's a sound clip we play to end off the program. And what the clip does, it gives you an idea. It gives you a message, and you'll take that, and you'll have a conversation about it with someone, maybe a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a close friend of yours. And as the years went on, well, I'm sorry, we haven't been here for too long, months have gone on, it's have become an off-air conversation where the show doesn't end in 2 hours. It just keeps going on and on because the conversation keeps going on, and that's what this does. So it's kind of an off-air conversation, and that's what we have here. And this sound clip of wisdom is going to be a great one. What this sound clip of wisdom is, it's from the movie Cool Runnings. I was in the room the other day. You know, I was in my bedroom. I was flipping through the channels. I couldn't find anything to watch. I don't know what it was. I couldn't find anything to watch. It was one of those rare nights where, all right, so what am I going to watch today? And what I did was flip through the channels, the movie channels, and this movie came on. And it was Cool Runnings. I was like, Cool Runnings? I heard this movie. And I've always heard clips of it. I watch clips, but I never actually watched the movie in its totality. So I was watching it, and I saw one scene, and I said, oh, this is a good one. Oh, boy, they got me here. This is a good scene. I like this scene. I like the scene a lot. And I want to play it for you. What is the movie Cool Runnings, though? Well, Cool Runnings was a 1993 American sports film. And the film was released on October 1st. And it's funny because, you know, John Candy, who is one of my favorite 90s actors. And, of course, he might be one of your favorite 80s actors. He's been acting for a long time. This was his last movie he was in before he sadly passed away. Now, the movie, it bases on the Jamaica's national bobsled team's debut and the competition of 1998 Olympics in Canada. So, again, it was these four guys from Jamaica, and they enter the bobsled, and they're being discouraged and discriminated by others because they were the first, and you don't belong here. Of course, it was a comedy, and it was based on a true story. The particular clip we're going to play really focuses on these four men who, they leave their hometown, they leave who they are to go into this brand new environment to do something for themselves. They live in Jamaica, and they're adapted to the hot weather and to what their families have done the past several years. And to now enter a new place where it snows and it's cold. And this clip is all four men in the hotel room, and one of the teammates reminds the other of, we can do this. We can do bobsledding, but we also have to remember who we are. Here it is, sound clip of wisdom from the movie Cool Runnings.
You know, when the Swiss want to get...
Shut up about the damn Swiss. I mean, it was all that Heinz Vine dry nonsense that got us all nervous in the first place.
Hey, man, look here. I'm just trying to get this off on the right foot.
Well, the right foot for us is not the Swiss foot. I mean, come on, dearies. We can't be copying nobody else's style. We have our own style.
Kissing an egg is no kind of style. It's the Olympics here. It's no stupid pushcart derby.
Let me tell you something, Rasta. I didn't come up here to forget who I am and where I come from.
And neither did I. I'm just trying to be the best I can be.
So am I. And the best I can be is Jamaican. Therese, I've known you since Julie Jeffries asked to see you ding-a-ling. And I'm telling you as a friend, if we look Jamaican, walk Jamaican, talk Jamaican, and is Jamaican, then we sure as hell better bobsled Jamaican.
So that was a great clip. Because what it does is reminds everyone, yeah, we're here. Yeah, we're bobsledding. But by the end of the day, you can't change who I am. No one can. That's who I am. That's what I'm best at. And I love how, besides remembering where they came from, and again, I'm always a supporter of that. Always a supporter of that. And you know that. Don't ever forget where you came from. If you're one day in this small little countryside and then you become this very, very large, big artist, and Carrie Underwood is one of them, a great example. Carrie Underwood always knows that one thing she's best at, and that's is that living in the countryside. That's what she's best at, that's what she is. But that doesn't mean that she can't go out and she can't be who she is somewhere else. We can have two things become one. We can do that. Carrie Underwood knows that. And these men from Cool Runnings know that. It's that simple. Don't ever forget where you came from. Don't. I really hope I don't. Just be yourself. But be yourself always. Doesn't hurt. It doesn't. And we have to remember that. You gotta go out and you gotta see people judge you, and you gotta see people try to change you to be in their environment, and you shouldn't. I think we here in the United States, we forget that, and we should always remember that you wouldn't want to be changed, and we wouldn't want to be changed either. I want to go into some of the YouTube comments, actually, because this video was posted on YouTube, and we have so many clips on YouTube, and it's great how Some people wrote some great stuff. One person wrote, the first 7 seconds would make an awesome clip by itself. Someone else wrote, you shut up about the damn Swiss. I love this one. And someone else wrote, and this is a good one. Oh, I had it here. Where are you? I had it and I... Well, it said a video that has no dislikes, great clip. You have 32,000 and there's not one dislike. Because by the end of the day, this clip reminds us of who we are. It reminds us of what we're best at, and that's being ourselves. And if we do that, then we can do anything else. It's that simple. It's that easy. Have this conversation with people. Have a conversation with people that might have came from other countries and ask them, do you feel you will always be whoever they might be? Ask them that question. Have a conversation about this. It's a good conversation. And I think everyone deserves it. I want to thank some people. I always do. My mom, my dad, my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank my guest tonight, Matthew Patrick, at The Game Theory, coming on the program and being able to join the conversation. May Abudaki, her also joined the program again, movie critic at The Examiner. Really thank her for taking out her time to choose her top and best 3 movies of the summer so far. I want to thank my crew, Howard Forrest Phone Screener and Moon Summer, my voiceover personality. I want to thank all the stations for allowing us to air the program tonight. All of them, from the east to the west side of the country. Thank you on the internet, AM and beyond. I want to thank my sponsors, Dr. Dinowitz Podiatry, and I want to thank Leslie Sandstone's Walk at Home program. I also want to thank you. I also want to thank you, the audience who listens to us on replay throughout the weekend. But I also want to thank you, the audience. I always thank you. Not many people come out and sit down for 2 hours and are able to listen to a program, especially radio. It's not that easy. And I want you to be a part of it. We'll be expanding our studio like we always do, trying to get the best quality coming out of it. Again, www.yoandrewnts.com is a great place. You'll be able to listen to interviews, learn about the show, contact us if you don't have our information already. Facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo. You can do that. It's easy. It's simple. Go now. Go now. Follow me. No, it's amazing. It's truly amazing. What's better going to Comic-Con than being one of the press people? I mean, I'm not saying I'll have anything more special, but at least I'll have a little bit more legroom of if I ask someone for an interview, I have a reason to. If I have a recorder, and I think it's possible. Anything's possible when you put your mind to it. Right? That's what it all comes down to. Next week, I'll be back again. Like I always am, through the month of August, the road to 2 years is on. And I hope you can be a part of it with me, as always. Don't be left behind. You listen to Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone? Baby, it's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two?
I tried
everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
It started 2 years ago. A college alumni in his parents' condo. With the mission to inform people. But now, we remember.
Mario Scipione, he is staff writer.
Thank you very much, Andrew. Always love being part of this.
September 2nd, 2014.
We're not a progressive group. We're not a conservative. We are an unbiased group. See, no. You guys, the audience.
Today is the day you switch to Rite Aid. For one simple reason. Wellness Plus. The card that gives you credits you can use like cash. Plus, discounts that only members get. Plus, 20% off almost the entire store. Plus, that's for a whole year. Plus, rewards that start today and pile on every time you shop. So, if you're tired of missing out on all the pluses only Rite Aid delivers, visit RiteAidWellness.com to sign up and learn more today about Wellness Plus. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal.
Tire Tile? There is no excuse. So let's go to the Home Depot where the latest tile trends all live under one roof. Medallions, metallics, stacked stone, and more. Like Marazzi Montagna wood look tile in 3 new colors, starting at just $239 a square foot. Let's get the latest looks without plastering our budget. Let's do this. With the latest tile, like Montagna wood look, starting at $239 a square foot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Price may vary. U.S. only. See store for details.
Mondays are no good. Mondays make you use your alarm clock again and sit in a cubicle. But Tuesdays, Tuesdays are awesome. Why? Because that's when Wing Tuesdays happen at Buffalo Wild Wings. Every Tuesday, you can get specially priced wings, spun fresh in your choice of any of their over 20 sauces and seasonings. You want mild? They got mild. You want Asian zing? They got Asian zing. So when next Monday comes around, remind it how much better Tuesdays are. But I'm sure it already knows. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.